ZBA Mobile.
Bomb 2 Tango Mobile.
Good morning, Russ. W2TKB4CBA.
Maneuvering in a parking lot, grocery store parking lot, and almost got run over. But that happens, you know. So now all I got to do is try to get out here on this four-lane road.
Hey, we lived in Charleston. We had a cat that got run over right in front of our house. And you know, it was a four-lane road, Maybank Highway, and of course he just kept getting run over, and because it's a real busy road, and he just got flatter and flatter and flatter, and I called him my Frisbee cat, and so finally I said, we're gonna have to put a food bowl out there, because he got closer and closer to the curb. I said, pretty soon he's going to be up on the curb. And sure enough, somebody hit him and he flew up on the curb. And so that was the only kitty cat I had when I was in Charleston.
Lived over on Maybank Highway. You definitely lived in a dangerous area. I lived down there for 20 years, so I know a lot about that area down there. I live just across the county line in a little town called Hanahan.
I know where Hanahan is. We lived on James Island. We refer to it fondly as Jim Island. And we were just a little ways from, we're about a mile from the Intercoastal Waterway. We lived on Riverland Terrace. And back then, the expressway wasn't built, so it was about three ways off the island. You could take the Intercoastal Waterway or the Johns Island Bridge, or you could swim.
For the Coastal Waterway, swimming you definitely don't want to do. And I guess the lesser of the three is the Johns Island Bridge, yeah. I lived down there before they built all that stuff, too. In fact, when I lived down there, they had just gotten through with the Interstate 26 coming downtown into Charleston and letting off down there. And then not the current Cooper River Bridge, but the ones before that were there. So, and I was stationed down there at the Mine Force headquarters at Naval Base down there for 2.5 years. So, you know, that was part of the 20 years I lived down there. But moved back there in 1957. Mucho many, many years ago. I was 10 years old, so, and that's been 64 years, my friend, as of tomorrow.
Well, we were only down there about 2.5 years in the late 80s. And I was at a church. I was on staff at a church there. But it's a totally different group of people down there, that's for sure. Took a little bit getting used to. And some of them, I could never understand what they were saying with that Gullah and Geechee accent. Good Lord have mercy. But anyway, were you there? I've been to Charleston when we used to go see my aunt and uncle down there when I was a kid, and we'd go across the Cooper River Bridge, the old one, the original one, when it was just two lane and the traffic was both ways, and it looked like the tractor trailers that were meeting each other, it looked like their mirrors were going to hit.
My wife and I were, like I said, I was down there. We came back in 57. My wife and I got married in 67, and we lived down there till 71. And we had a little Volkswagen Beetle when we got married. And going across that bridge in that Beetle, you know, and those buses and trucks and all go over that bridge at 60 miles an hour. Anyway, you didn't slow down. Even when they had the four-lane bridge, you didn't want to slow down on that bridge because you were going to get your butt right over. But, yeah, I left there. I moved up here in January of 1976. So I moved there, and we moved back there. And my family, we came back from California in 1957 in August after my dad had died out there and was buried out there. So anyway, but it's been a, you know, it's been a time up here, not necessarily a fun time, but sometimes, you know, it's been a trip, as they say. But what you up to today?
In my driveway, I've been playing tennis since 10:30, so I think my mother-in-law's headed over here. I want to change the oil in her tire, that was a good one. I want to change the oil in the car and maybe rotate her tires and, you know, just look it over. So she'll be here at 1 o'clock. Anyway, my wife's standing here, so let me see what she wants. But good to talk to you. Be careful out there. W2TKB4CBA.
Okay. Be sure you change the air in your mother-in-law's tires also. Makes them run better. And I'm about a few minutes from home. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Took up to No, it's a FT-857D that took up to Vlad, and he's working it over for me, going to get it back to showroom shape. So I should have two HF rigs in my vehicles, and then that other HF rig in the shed. I think what I'm actually thinking about trying to put a beverage and dedicate that radio to Strictly Listening.
You and Tom and somebody else talking about that, I believe it was last week.
Yeah, that was Bob, ND7J. And buddy, let me tell you what, he knows his stuff.
Like it, I'd like to get back to where we could have meetings in person where I could meet some of these guys and start learning some of this stuff.
Yeah, now, which club do you go to?
Down.
How much of a hook would it be for you to come down to Greer?
It's considering I'm down here 5 days a week.
Tell you what, I don't know for sure, but I think the Greer Club is just about, well, I mean, you know, we're within about 30 to 60 days, I think, of getting back into first-person meetings.
Hey, like I said, I've just been waiting around trying to find one that's open so that we can have in-person meetings. The Zoom stuff, nobody knows me, so it's kind of out of the way. But, Steve, I'm going to have to say 7-3's here for a minute. I got a customer coming. KO4 HKX, clear.
KO4 HKX, get out there and make some money there, bud. Be a dirty, rotten capitalist. Catch you soon. Bye. K4 VWA, clear.